Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine, the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode number 79. Today we are going to be talking about meditation and how you can develop a meditation practice to help manage your type 2 diabetes. There are old podcasts that cover this. You can find those on iTunes. If you scroll past episode number 79 through the 60s, through the 30s, through the 10s, down where you get to episode number 2 or 1, and then you keep scrolling, there's a whole other series of podcasts in there, and you can check that out. It's an old series that I did, but I have a podcast in there about meditation that I think is pretty helpful also. You can find it on iTunes, or you can also find it on my website at DelaineMD.com. If you haven't already done it, I highly recommend you check out last week's podcast where I discuss the non-food causes of elevated blood sugars, because that goes hand in hand with what we're going to talk about in this episode with meditation. Before we get started, I always am excited to share with folks what the things I'm doing to uplevel my health, the quote-unquote work that I do to uplevel my health. Although I reclaimed my health and really feel like I took charge of my health about 3 years ago, I still am a firm believer that there is always room for up-leveling. One of the struggles that I really found, or one of the things that I found challenging, was getting enough fiber into my diet. There's a ton of medical evidence out there that shows that dietary fiber improves blood sugar management. The puzzle that I had a challenge to solve was adding the fiber without adding tons of carbohydrates. So here's my life hack for you. I have been digging on flax and chia seeds. That's C-H-I-A. Chia is how I do it. I'm sure it's just like a chia pet. In fact, it may be the seeds that grow the chia pet. I don't know, but I have been digging on it lately. So I do it a couple of different ways, and I'm going to give you the recipe, quote unquote, that I use. But sometimes I'll do it with just butter, but other times I'll do it with a little bit of maple syrup, and sometimes I add a little oatmeal to it. But it's been a nice way for me to add healthy dietary fiber to my foods without increasing the amount of carbohydrates that I'm having substantially. So recognize that I don't use the full serving size. So if you go get a bag of chia seeds or a box of flax seeds and you look at the serving size, it's going to have a ton of carbohydrates in it because the serving size is just bigger than what I eat. And it's just, I don't eat that much because I'm not really wanting to get full on that food. I'm really wanting the dietary fiber that it offers. So I don't make a huge serving of it. I find that it's plenty. It makes me feel satisfied. But if you needed to add something like eggs or sausage or healthy veggies or whatever you might need to add to it to make it a more robust meal for you, I think that makes a lot of sense. But here is what I do, and then recognize you can do whatever you want to do. Again, I'm not always living in ketosis, so I don't do long-term ketosis anymore. I will do it on occasion. I don't feel I get the benefits to my health that I want without doing that, so I don't do it. If you are working on nutritional ketosis, this may be challenging for you, but it's not impossible. So here's what I do. Here's my recipe. I take about 1 tablespoon of the chia seeds. That is about 4 grams of fiber and 5 grams of carbohydrates. I add 2 tablespoons of flaxseed because I really love them. They are tasty and I really dig the texture of them. That gives me about 6 grams of fiber with 6 grams of carbohydrates. And then again, sometimes I will add 1 tablespoon of steel-cut oats. That gives me an extra 1 gram of fiber, but it adds 5 grams of carbohydrates. And then I'll add 1/2 to 1 tablespoon of pure maple syrup. And that's about 6 carbs that you add with that. There's no, of course, no fiber in the maple syrup. Recognize when I talk about maple syrup, I'm talking about pure maple syrup. I am not talking about the pancake syrup that you get at the store. That is typically high fructose corn syrup versus true maple, pure maple syrup. So using that gives it a little sweetness. And then I add 2 tablespoons of butter. I add it for the fat. And then, of course, if I'm not using, it just adds a savory taste to it. Even if I am using the maple syrup, it adds this really lovely savory taste to it. So the carb counts and the fiber counts are, of course, estimated here, but overall, they're pretty close. Recognize, I want you to see though, if you look at a pack of Quaker oatmeal, like the little instant oatmeal packs, the maple and brown sugar oatmeal, one of those packs has 10 grams of fiber and 35 grams of carbohydrates. Compared to the mix that I do, which is similar to oatmeal, it's like a porridge, that's 11 grams of fiber and only 22 grams of carbohydrate. And you can cut 11 of those grams of carbohydrates out by removing the pure maple syrup and the oatmeal. And that gets you to 10 grams of fiber and then 11 grams of carbohydrates. Clearly, that's a better choice for getting the fiber into your diet without adding all those carbohydrates. So if you're finding that getting the daily recommended value of 20 to 30 grams of fiber into your diet is challenging, try this out and let me know what you think. Send me an email, put a review up on iTunes. I'd love to hear from you. So before we get started, I want to give a quick plug for next week's podcast. I'm going to be coaching a client of mine. So you can see what coaching's like. Many people come to me and they're like, I have no idea what coaching's like. I want to see what it's like. So this is a great opportunity for you to see what a coaching session looks like and see if that was something that you think you're really needing in your life to help you out. Next week's podcast is going to clear up all the questions about coaching for you. Make sure you check it out. Let's talk about meditation now. Diabetes and meditation, again, there are many things that go into your blood sugars that have nothing to do with the food that you ate. Many people really struggle to understand that, but certainly our blood sugars are managed by many different hormones in our body, and those hormones are not released solely in relation or in a reaction to food. So figuring out other things that you can do to normalize your blood sugar is one of the main things that I work with my clients on. Meditation is a great practice to implement so that you can have better control of your blood sugars. So the studies show that meditation definitely improves blood sugar control. It can happen. You can see improvement in as little as 8 weeks. Even movement meditation. So it's not just strict like meditating in a still stance. It's also movement meditation. So things like yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong. I think it's that Qigong. All of these things will help with your blood sugar management. The studies, the most shocking study that I could find with the biggest change in the blood sugar showed a hemoglobin A1C drop from 7.9 to the low 6 range. So over 1.5 points on that hemoglobin A1C. Studies show you can drop your hemoglobin A1C just by adding meditation, making no other dietary changes. So it's thought to work by decreasing the production of cortisol and adrenaline, those stress hormones that are produced by your stress arm of your nervous system. So it's thought to decrease that production by increasing the activity in your rest and relaxation arm of your nervous system. So that's how they propose that it works. So what counts as meditation, right? Like, what does that even mean? I just need to sit for a while. So the components that the studies show are included in effective meditation include concentration on the body, concentration on breathing, concentration on de-stressing, so changing distress into de-stressing. And then they also show that you can get benefit from concentrating on forgiveness. How interesting is that? When people come to me and they want to start out, this is the same thing across the board. This applies to everything that I teach my clients. Start out slow. If you are used to eating McDonald's 3 or 4 times a day, to think that you're going to go from eating McDonald's 3 or 4 times a day to eating baked chicken and broccoli twice a day, that is going to be a huge jump that's painful for you. Same thing with exercise. If you're going from being a couch potato to running a half marathon in a week, that is going to be a painful jump for you. It's the same thing with meditation. If you go from never having meditated to trying to kick out a 3-hour meditation segment, it is going to be uncomfortable. You are not going to enjoy that. It's going to be challenging. So start with something you can do. And then if you want to increase after a time period, like I encourage you to do it regularly, get consistent with your practice. And then if you want to increase time after doing it for 6 weeks straight, awesome, increase your time period. But don't jump into some huge long meditation segment that you're not even sure that you know how to do or you want to do it, okay? And then lastly, as I'm saying, if you know how to do it, there is no way to do this wrong. This is supposed to help stress, like to help decrease stress. So do not stress out about it. It's counterproductive to your goal. It's meditation. It's literally sitting and just focusing on your body. You can't get it wrong. So trust that you're going to do it right and try not to stress out about it because it works against you in that way. I'm going to go through a couple apps that I have used, a couple apps that I have not used. Recognize there are a lot of apps for meditation to teach you how to do it and to guide you through it. I am a big fan of the Calm app. They do not support me, but I think they should because I'm constantly telling people how wonderful it is. I have used the Headspace app, and it's also a good one, and I'm going to talk about those here in a moment. But there are other apps. There's an app called Mesmerize. There's an app called Insight Timer. There's an app called Better Me Meditation. There's another app called Mindfulness Meditation. Any app will probably do the same thing. I'm going to tell you what I've used and why I choose to use what I'd use now. I use the Calm app, and I have a lifetime membership to the Calm app. I stumbled across thanks to one of my lovely clients who I appreciate so much. I like Calm because I can get a shorter meditation program with less guidance. That's really why I liked it. I didn't want to do anything more than 10 minutes, but I didn't want guidance throughout the whole thing. So Calm has a bunch of different options as far as how much guidance you get, how long they are, all of that. They have a bunch of different meditation like classes that you can go through. So you can go through one on how to manage anxiety, and it'll have 30 days of anxiety meditation. There is one on how to meditate. It's 30 days of learning how to meditate, learning what the words, like the vocabulary that people use, what they mean and how to do it and what you want to focus on. There are meditations for anger. There are meditations for driven people or people who want to get things done. There are all sorts of meditation programs that they have. They also have they're called Sleep Stories. And they have an entire tab that actually works with sleep. So they talk about how to get good sleep. And then they have these sleep stories, which are done by all sorts of celebrities have recorded these. But they do music that gets your brain waves into the waves that they need to be to drop you into sleep. And then they have this story that kind of just drifts you off into sleep. It's very lovely. Very much enjoy the sleep stories. They also have music for concentration. So some of it will be music for relaxation. Some of it will be music for concentration. Some of it will be music for sleep. There's all sorts of different music options that you have on the Calm app. They do have master classes, and I've listened to a couple of them, but they talk about the things that, like, why is meditation beneficial? Let's talk about the stress response and why that's a problem for your body. They have all sorts of master classes that are really good. So I really enjoy the Calm app. You can get a free trial. I think it's, I want to say it's 4 weeks, but it might be 2 weeks, but definitely check out that free trial. And then you can pay for it monthly if you like it. If you don't like it, you can find a different app. That all makes sense. You can, I'm sure, get some in-person meditation class. I just have never looked into that. But if that's something you're interested in, check out your area and see what's available to you. But you can pay for this monthly. You can pay for it every 3 months. You can pay for it every year. I used to do the yearly Calm, and I think I want to say it was like $80 for a year. And I thought that was a great deal until this holiday season, one of my clients texted me in the middle of the night. They were like, they have a lifelong membership, a lifetime membership to Calm at half price. I know you love Calm. Get on there and get it. And I did. So I have a lifetime membership for Calm, and I paid $150 for it over the holiday season. So if you subscribe to Calm from January through December of next year and you decide you love it and you want to get that lifelong membership, start keeping your eye out for that half-priced option that they send out during the holiday season. So that is the Calm app. There is the Headspace app. I did use the Headspace app for a number of months. And again, you can just do like a 2-week free sign up and see which one you like best. I liked Headspace. It wasn't a bad app. I'm sure it had a lot of these other things that Calm has with it. I didn't look into as much of that when I was using Headspace. The reason that I changed to Calm from Headspace is that Headspace doesn't offer an option for a 10-minute low guidance meditation every morning, and that's really what I wanted. So that's why I switched. It was really a great app, and you may love it, so try it out. Recognize, though, what I just said, that I only do 10 minutes of meditation every day. I'm not a 30-minute meditator. I've never meditated for 30 minutes. I think maybe I've done 15 minutes or 20 minutes once, but like that's it. I don't have any big aspirations to do a 3-hour meditation. Some people do, and that's great. These apps will get you there. But I really feel I get tons of benefit from the 10-minute app or the 10-minute meditation program. What I want you to hear from that is you can get benefit without investing a ton of time into this. There's benefit. The studies say that there is benefit even in one breath of meditation. There is health benefit to that. So definitely recognize that you don't need to invest tons of time in this to get the benefit that you want. Try it out. Try those apps. See what you think. Definitely send me a message if you have any questions. I want everybody to see that this is the work that I do with my clients. There are so many other things that go into managing your blood sugars, go into blood sugar readings that are not dictated by the foods that you've eaten. People believe that it's only the foods, but it's not. There's so much help available to you that most people aren't even aware will help you. And this is what I do with my clients. I work as a guide to help them figure out their blood sugars, get them normalized so that they can get off their medications. If that's something you're interested in, please send me a message at Delaine@DelaineMD.com. Set up a time for a free mini coaching session to see if my program is what's going to help you get where you want to be. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.